Welcome to TWT, The World Talks. Today we'll be continuing with our interviews about Tiananmen Square.
In an economic aspect, Tiananmen Square impacted China severely.
For starters, it caused dramatic declines in revenues from tourists, caused China's ongoing economic reforms to change, and because of economic fallout, it caused loans to be halted.
So we're interviewing one of our fellow students to see his point of view on the situation.
Hi, my name is Manny. I'm a sophomore at Brian McMahon High School. I'm also author of 3 books and former business owner.
So our first question for you is, in your opinion, why do you think revenues from tourism in Tiananmen Square went down after the protests?
Because people do not want to be put into a situation where things are bad, so to take action, they would try to stay away from the problem.
Can you connect the situation to something else that has happened recently?
Of course. Time has changed and revolution started. Within a year, police brutality has been through the roof and caused many areas to suffer economic repercussions. So, when things happen in populated areas, it causes people to want to stay away.
Do you know of any way a community, specifically in an economic aspect, can regenerate itself after something like these protests?
Like I said, history cannot be changed. Once something happened, it happened. In this type of situation, the best way to regenerate the economic aspect is to raise awareness by bringing the community together so it does not happen again. The more people are joined together to raise awareness, the more financially open they are to fix the problem.
Would you be understanding if the government was forced to slow or pause your loan?
Of course. Of course I would be. The economy was at a horrible point, so to be successful in the future, they held their money and waited till things were good.
Now that we've talked economics, we're going to continue our interview with Scott Hurwitz on the social aspects of Tiananmen Square.
All right. The next question is, what is your opinion on the Never Again movement and how the students from Stoneman Douglas use their right of free speech to speak up?
I don't know specifically what the Never Again movement's tenets are. I don't know what they're...
It's basically like the Parkland students.
Yeah.
They created the movement to say, like, what happened at their school is never going to happen again. They're using their ability to speak up and their following to make it aware and, like...
And what are they identifying as the cause?
The cause...
Well, you know, if you're trying to... If it's strictly a gun control movement, I don't... You know, I think that's limited. I think if it's strictly a... You know, keeping schools safe movement. I don't think we fully understand why this stuff is happening. You know, people are quick to say that it's the availability of guns, but you know, there's something. Guns had always been available.
Mm-hmm.
Why did these things not happen until recently? You know, are there things going on in schools that are in certain schools? Is it, you know, nobody's been able to pinpoint what the, you know, what. Where the cause is in these things, and I think I feel like some of the movements are too narrow in scope, and don't necessarily understand, and honestly, I think we're all trying to understand it. Why are these things happening? Why do they keep happening?
All right, okay, and then I think this is my last question. It's so you know what happened with in regards to the
Tiananmen Square.
Yeah. You know what happened, right? The protest with student-led because of the former communist leader's, I don't know how to say his last name, but Yao Bing, after he died, they marched into Tiananmen Square, and then after that they had a hunger strike, and then more, and then the military had to come in, and it was a very big massacre of people. And yeah, but like, my question is, after learning about the protests and how they began and why they started, in your opinion, do you think what the students did was correct?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I think it's, you know, it's a correct because they felt like they, you know, they wanted their country to be a different place. They wanted things to be different, and they sacrificed everything. You know, the ultimate sacrifice of life to try to change things.
Well, that's been TWT, The World Talks, the only podcast in Norwalk that isn't afraid to talk about the real people, real problems right now. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to mention your thoughts about the questions we asked our interviewer today in the comments below. Thanks for everything. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.